This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. French police fired tear gas and water cannon to disperse violent demonstrators in the heart of Paris. Thousands gathered in the capital and beyond, venting their anger over rising fuel taxes. AP's Aria Shackley reporting.
Footage from the near capital's Arc de Triomphe showed a construction site shed on wheels set on fire and thick black smoke plumes rising. Paris deployed some 3,000 police to contain the day-long demonstrations that included a tense protest at the foot of Champs-Élysées. Authorities said that 5,000 protesters flooded the capital's famous avenue, with 81,000 protesters in total nationwide. According to police, at least 20 people, including four police officers, were injured in the day of unrest. I'm Zeria Shakili.
Spain has demanded changes to an agreement on the new EU-Britain relationship to clarify the future of Gibraltar, which was ceded to Britain in 1713 but still claimed by Spain. He decided to direct talks between Madrid and London. British Prime Minister Theresa May.
And the UK's position on the sovereignty of Gibraltar has not changed and will not change. I'm proud that Gibraltar is British, and I will always stand by Gibraltar.
Spain does not currently have veto power on the Brexit agreement, which still is on the agenda later today at the EU summit. Trump administration downplaying the significance of a report that included dire predictions about the impact of climate change. Last year, the Trump administration announced an intention to withdraw the United States from the 2015 Paris Agreement, which had been signed by nearly 200 nations to combat climate change. Mr. Trump says the causes of global warming are not yet settled. This is VOA News. The journey of migrants heading for the U.S.-Mexico border has hit another roadblock. We get more on that now from Reuters' Nathan Frandino.
This after Mexico's incoming government denied there being an agreement with the Trump administration for a plan that would have asylum seekers wait in Mexico while their claims are being processed in the U.S. That plan, reported by the Washington Post, would effectively end the catch-and-release system long criticized by U.S. President Donald Trump that allows those seeking refuge to wait on safer U.S. soil. Post had reported that the government of President-elect Andrés Manuel López Obrador originally backed the plan, known as Remain in Mexico, but incoming Interior Minister Olga Sánchez Cordero later said plans to assume safe third country status were ruled out. She called the ongoing talks, quote, very delicate. López Obrador will take office on December 1st. He's vowed to create more jobs and improve living conditions to stem migration. Trump, meanwhile, on Twitter Saturday, threatening to close the southern border, saying there's no way that the U.S. will put up with this costly and dangerous situation anymore.
That is Reuters' Nathan Frandino. Earlier this month, a U.S. federal judge temporarily blocked the Trump administration from denying asylum to those who crossed the border illegally. The judge said in his ruling the president may not rewrite the immigration laws to impose a condition that Congress has expressly forbidden. Taiwan's ruling party was handed a major defeat in local elections that were seen as a referendum on the administration of the island's independence-leading president amid growing economic and political pressure from China. Soon after the results came in, President Tsai Ing-wen resigned as head of the Democratic Progressive Party. She will be remaining as president, and her resignation will have no direct effect on the business of government, although the results could affect her re-election chances in 2 years, according to observers. The group Rival China said the results reflected a desire by the Taiwanese to better relationships with Beijing. Egypt says archaeologists have found a tomb in Luxor housing the mummies of a priest and his wife from the 13th century B.C. Antiquities Minister Khalid Al-Anani spoke about what was found in the tomb.
They found a new Ramesside tomb with very nice paintings, colored paintings, with a depiction of the queen Ahmes Nefertari and her son Amenhotep I, both deified during the Ramesside period.
The tomb, which is in the west bank of the Nile, near the Valley of Kings. Egypt has been encouraging publicity for new historical discoveries in the hopes of reviving its tourism sector, which is still recovering from the turmoil following the 2011 uprising that toppled longtime ruler Hosni Mubarak. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.